Hello everyone, it's Charlie C again, and we are about to start on our second season, third episode of Study Skills 101. The purpose of this podcast is to once again use science and expert knowledge to teach you good study habits so you can ace those university exams. Today, we are going to talk about what environment works best for studying when you are in the repetition phase of your study plan. As long as I can remember, students differ in what type of environment helps them to study the best. I had friends growing up who played music in the background. Yes, despite the fact I'm old, we had music back then. While I had other friends who swore they needed complete silence. According to the Learning Center at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, there is evidence to support that both of these study environments can work, as long as the person picks what is most ideal for them. So, this means if you feel you learn best listening to classical music, then by all means, headphones are great for that. If you feel you learn best in a coffee shop, great, go enjoy your cafe mocha. However, as we have discussed previously, you do need to be honest with yourself about how well you are actually learning the material. If it turns out that you need complete silence, I do by the way, then find a nice, quiet, comfortable spot and start reading and repeating. Once you feel you have retained the information you need, move on to the next phase of recitation, talking out loud, in an area with friends or classmates. Do whatever works best for you, but also realize that what works for some people may not work for others. I hope you find this helpful. Until next time, happy studying.